This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday said that an agreement with the Trump administration on a new coronavirus relief package would have to be reached within the next 2 days, or it won't get done before the national presidential election on November 3rd. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are negotiating on a package that could cost between $1.8 trillion and $2.2 trillion, but have not agreed on specific terms of a national strategic testing plan, among other issues. Even if they do reach an accord, some Republican senators say they're opposed to spending that much money in addition to the $3 trillion approved months ago by Congress for coronavirus relief. Meanwhile, coronavirus cases are surging in some states and the economic recovery has slowed. Both Pelosi and Mnuchin want to send a new round of $1,200 stimulus checks to most Americans and to restore some level of federal unemployment benefits for jobless workers. They have yet to agree, however, on funding for cities and states, child care, tax credits for lower-income Americans, liability protections sought by Republicans, and other issues. The U.S. continues to lead the world in coronavirus cases with 8.1 million infections. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Sunday there are nearly 39.7 million COVID infections worldwide and more than 1.1 million deaths so far from the virus. India said Sunday it had recorded more than 61,000 COVID-19 cases in the previous 24-hour period. India has almost 7.5 million COVID-19 cases with more than 114,000 deaths. Once again, that's according to Johns Hopkins University.